Benjamin! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Everybody,
every word of worship,
with one accord. God bless everyone this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you. And we just thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. It is a blessing, and we're glad to be here to serve you all week and possibly the other weeks as well. My God, we thank God for our followers and listeners over there in South Africa, France. God bless you. Norway, Italy, thank God for you always. Thank God for you. United Kingdom, we thank God for you as well. We just give God the honor and we give God the glory because he is worthy to be praised. Hopefully, we can help you all, help you to start your morning off here in the United States, especially over here on Eastern Pacific Standard Times. Amen. We want to help you all keep going. And no matter what part of the world you're in this morning or what your time frame is, amen, we just hopefully we can be a blessing to you. I know over there in Norway, I think you're around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but we just bless God for you anyways, amen. Nevertheless, we just want to go ahead and get it on. If Mother Jackson, different ones going to be on this morning, I need you to press 1 on your phone, amen, so we can bring you in, amen. And we just thank God for what he is doing in this time. Amen. God is good, and his mercy endure forever. I want you to remember that, that his mercy endure forever. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you also, Pastor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come once again, I have to give you honor because you're the head of my life. I give honor to Apostle Temple. And I give honor to First Lady Keisha Simpson and to everyone that's tuned in this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we come once more, God. Once more, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this blessed day. We thank you, God, because you allowed Audible Shake Out just to see another day, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. So we say thank you today, God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord. We thank you. Because you are the head of our life, God. You are our protection and everything, God. We thank you, God, how you're protecting us, vulnerable, shining it, shielding us and protecting us like nevermore. We thank you for providing for us. You are our provider. So we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you're the most tender. You give us the strength to keep going on right now, but before, God. You're the most tender. I speak about it. Yes, Lord. You said in your word, God, that you'll never leave us, never forsake us, God. So we believe that, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep us pressing on, God. Keep us praying, prevailing like never before in the name of Jesus. Let us lift up others in the name of Jesus, God. I lift up everyone on this nation, God. God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we give you glory in everything, God. Continue on all our footsteps, God. Let us be the kind of the witness of man that you desire for us to be in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you touched this morning. And we begin to rise and say, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you that we have an ear to hear, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. Let us rise this morning, God. When we don't feel like you, God, let us rise and let us say, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God, touch and God about Sunday, I seek on the most day. Touch this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Touch the one that the most day is sick in our bodies, God. Touch the one this morning. Because of those shake, God, that seem like they can't go on no longer, God. Let them know that they can in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your blood of most sanity, I say, that you shed on Calvary, God. We thank you the most shot. We stretch our hands this morning and surrender and say, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. Let them say how you shield and protect us all last night. No one didn't break in the most shot. So we thank you, Lord. Don't let us take it for granted, Lord Moshe, God. That's nothing that we do is in the Moshe new group, but it's how you are, Lord Moshe. You make it possible, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord Moshe, God. Oh, God, we lift our loved ones up today, God. Continue to shield and protect them. Lord Moshe, God. Save, deliver, and set free, God. Let your people know that you are, Lord Moshe, God. That you are the God of the Jews that come to the Moshe, God. in the name of Jesus. Let them see how the bouquet open our eyes this morning, God. David, the bouquet, deaf ears shall be open in the name of Jesus, the bouquet, God. Yes, Lord, let come to the bouquet, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, let your perfect will be done, the bouquet, God. Not our will, but your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus, the bouquet, God. Let us set ourselves aside. Only for you, kind of about Sunday. They asking you, God, to whatever about us, God, to use us the way you will have us to be used, God. Not man, wake up, but your will. I don't know about say, God. Oh, God, this thing we ask this morning, about say, God. And the precious Holy Ghost, we pray, amen, amen, amen. What about you?
Amen, amen. We just thank God, and we just want to worship him right there. And many of you this morning, you might want to take a minute and just worship and thank the Lord for keeping your family, keeping your cover. Even on today, you might want to prophesize it today that, God, I thank you. Let your thank you be a prophecy that you're thanking God for keeping you covered, thanking God for keeping your family covered, thanking God that, God, I got to go on about my day, I have to go on about work, and I thank you that you're not allowing of this virus to get into my body, enter into our children's brain and home. God, we thank you. I dare some of you need to just go ahead and prophesy this morning, my God, and just give God a thank you. Thank you, God, that today, you know, we are going to eat. Thank you, God, today we're going to live and not die. Thank you, God, that today everything is going to be made all right. Everything that we need, everything I need in my home, everything I need in my life. Thank you, God, that it will be supported. In the name of Jesus, I dare somebody begin to commend your morning this way. Commend your morning this morning and begin to speak in the atmosphere. Amen. As you speak in amen, we're going to give you a little help. Amen. Amen. We're going to give you a little help. If our evangelist elect could go ahead and come on. Amen. Help us out a little bit.
Good morning, everyone.
Amen.
Good morning. Right, yep, Father God, we are saying this morning, Lord Jesus, that we will be victorious today, Lord Jesus, that we will be victorious, Father God. Everything that we said, I'm too good, spirit will prevail, Father God. Jesus, any circumstance, situation, Father God, that's big for us, Father God, we'll call the name of Jesus, Father God. We will keep you at the head of our life, Father God. Jesus, any bad news that comes forth today, Father God, we will give it to Jesus, this for we listen, Father God. Father God, so we out today, Lord Jesus, accomplish everything that set out forth to do, Father God. We will, Father God, because you reside, Lord Jesus. We will, and as early, be on this day, in the name of Jesus, we no crying, no Father, with every joy, Father, we will have God in the midst of this, Lord Jesus. We will not allow to be overcome us, Father. We overcome us, Lord Jesus. And this is we will on today, Father God. We shall be glad, joy in you, because to us, the God, and we just thank you. We thank you, Jesus, because
thank you
are praise. In the end, Father God, you are our way maker, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
God, Lord. Father God, we will continue to be in the name and amen.
Amen.
This morning, myself and Minister Lex Shan will be for more. And the scripture that we we're coming from is Joshua 9. It says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. You will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you succeed in all you do. Verse 9, this is my command. Be strong, courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord God will deliver you. Says, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So basically what the first point that I want to make out, I want to sit and say, although we're going through, we have this pandemic, and we are going through it, and we can't go aside it, we can't go around it, we're going through it. But the great thing is, as we studied weeks ago, in Deuteronomy, God gave us instruction. And this is why we have to study the word of God and meditate on it day and night. A lot of people sit and say, well, that can't be possible. You can take one scripture, read that scripture, and if you don't understand it, when you take one scripture and you cross-reference it, you get in your concordance, you get in your different books that the Bible tell you, whether it's on the internet or not, you can study that and God will give you a revelation. But the beauty part of this situation is what applied to Joshua's time in the Old Testament, it applies to us today. We are to still study the word of God and meditate on it day and night. And this is how we will get our instructions. This is how we get to the next level. This is how we know that we're on the right path, because the Bible says so. Not man, but the Bible says so. And one thing we know about Joshua, before Joshua and his people, let me not leave the people out. When God gave the commandment for him to be strong, courageous, and don't be afraid, Joshua was already prepared for that. And how was he prepared? Because his instructions were already there. So although we know we're going to go through some trials and tribulations, some obstacles that we just cannot get through, that we just cannot pass, because God did say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but he never said that the weapon was not going to form. It's how you sit and you deal with it and how you go about it, because the instructions was given. When the executive order came out and said stay in the house, we already knew about it. ADM already knew what to do because the word had then came forth. God's word had then already came forth to tell us exactly what to do. And that's at this point in time right now, we all in his arms, safely in his arms, because the word came through. And how did the word come through? By God giving it to apostles who sat and studied. Study and meditate throughout the day, throughout the night. So that's the first thing that we have to understand to keep us from being afraid. Do not be afraid. We are going to have fears, because Paul even had fears when he went into Macedonia. His inner man, he had fears. It's other biblical people in the Bible that went up into situations and they had fears. Esther had fears when she went before the king to let him know about the execution that was being planned. Hannah had a fear when she went before God herself, and Eli thought she was drunk, but you know what? When she got in there and started murmuring and talking to God in her heavenly tongue, that fear left, because we sit and we have to have patience. We have to sit. We have to have knowledge. We have to have understanding. And we have to study the word of God. Everything that we do have to be in God's will. That's another thing that ADM was taught on for a good long time. You can't have one foot out and one foot in and think that you're going to be prosperous and succeed. See, God told, the word of God told Joshua, if he studied and meditated everything that he did, he would be prosperous and succeed in everything that he did. He gave him the assurance. Why? Because he was in the will of God. He was in the will of God. As I stated, we're going to be afraid. We're going to have some situations. We're going to have some hard times. But there are ways that we can get away from it. And Minister Lexan, could you expound on this, please?
Amen. If she's on, we need her to press 1 before we can buzz her in.
One of the ways that we, you there? Are you in, Minister-elect Chan?
No, go ahead, Evangelist.
Okay, well, we do know that in Psalms 91, God gives us refuge. He gives us refuge. He hides us. He gives us shelter. He protects us. He sits and keeps us under the wing of the feather to make sure that we are not in any harm's way or danger. But again, even in his safety net, we still going to have some trials and tribulations. But when we go back to the Word of God and we study the Word of God, then our instructions are given. And it helps us get through. It helps us get through because we now are depending on God to get us through. We're depending on, it's not our own understanding. We are depending on God. We're depending on the instructions that he has given us to help us get through. We may be there going through the turbulence because that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be going through the turbulence. But going through the turbulence, you have an outlet. You have a resource to go back to. You had a Bible to go back to get your instruction and say, God, I know I'm feeling this turbulence, but Father, what do I do next? What do I do next? And then if you don't have the Bible or you don't understand the Bible, you was given a gift of communication. You're able to communicate with God and sit back and listen and allow him to give you the answers. To give you the answer. See, when Joshua went into his assignment, which each and every last one of us, especially those who have been called, chosen, your assignment is way greater than others. But that's why we have God. That's why Joshua was well prepared. For one, he had Moses to give him instructions. But most of all, he had that Bible. And he had a relationship with God before God even gave him, before God even chose him. He had to go through some hard times. The problem is that when you're going through the hard times, are you going to be like Joseph and persevere? Are you going to be like Joseph and follow the instructions as God has given you on a daily basis? Are you going to look to the right and look to the left? Because God told Joshua not to do that, to go straight ahead. And that's what we have to do. You still, although the world is getting ready to be a mass ball of confusion, if you're in South Africa, you're already going through something. Norway, you're going through something. The United Kingdom, we still have to keep God first. We still have to read his word. We still not just read the word. We have to apply the word into our life. That's what Joshua and some of the Israelites did. That's how they were able to go in and conquer what they needed to conquer. They couldn't go in there with a spirit of fear. And just to let everyone know, God does not give us a spirit of fear. God does not operate in fear. This is why he left Bible instructions for us to overcome those different things. This is why he said and give you the opportunity. And he placed people in your life. If you don't understand what he has for you, then you can get the instruction because he does not operate off of fear. Fear is Satan's playground. And if you are in the will of God, then Satan ain't got no place. No faith, nowhere. You need to evict him from your mind, your heart, everything. Go in your house. Evict him out your house, every nook and cranny, because fear is not an option. Fear is not an option for God. Although this pandemic is going around, look at yourself, touch yourself, pinch yourself, because you're still here. We've had some. I know I've had some that's gone. I know that several people in my church has had people that's gone. My family members, great, good friends. But guess what? I'm still here. My family's still here. Everybody that's in my circle is still here. Why? Because we're listening to the word of God. Why? Because we're meditating on his word. Yeah, some days we may fall short, but at the end of the day, if we fall short from reading the word of God, we're sitting down, we're holding hands, we're touching in agreement, even if it's by FaceTime, and praying and talking to God and asking him, this is you telling him this too big for us, which way we need to go. It's some confusion coming in the camp, Father God. We need you to shut it down right now, Father God. Do I need to humble myself? Do I need to speak? We have to sit and ask God to lead us, and that's what Joshua did. That's why Joshua was able to go and penetrate the camp. That's why Joshua put a strategy. He used God's strategy. He used God's understanding. He used God's wisdom. And that's what God wants us to do. Sit and let what's going on this earth right now fool any of you. Because at the end of the day, God is still in control. At the end of the day, God still gives us what we need. And that's his word of God. You need to eat it. You need to drink it. You need to think it. When you think it, that's what you are. That's what the word of God says. When you think it, that I am victorious, I am victorious. When you think that the coronavirus is not going to overtake me, then the coronavirus is not going to overtake you. When you sit and you're thinking and you take it all type of precautions, then there's no need for you to be afraid. Joshua wasn't afraid after he had sat and realized that he had did everything that he was supposed to do. He sent people out to sit and see what he needed to do. What was his next thing that he needed to do? What was his plan? What was the next strategy he needed to do, put together in order to conquer his enemies? Whether it be the pandemic, whether it be people that's out amongst you, whether it may be family, whether it may be whoever, you need to sit and ask God, how can I be victorious in my camp? How can I be an overcomer even in my sickness? Father, how can I be an overcomer? If you sitting and you know that you got things that where you need to be healed from, don't be afraid. Go to the Bible. It's plenty of healing scriptures in there. Take them scriptures, personalize them scriptures, and start speaking them over yourself. This is why we have the Bible, to start speaking things over ourselves. We sit, we take movies, and we become the actor in the movie. Well, I'm telling you to take the Bible and the words that you see that's on the page, you sit and you take those words, and you personalize them. You put your name in that, wherever that place is, and you sit, and you think it, and that's where you're at. But if you let the spirit of fear come in, you will not be successful. The word of God says that he was prosperous and of the commandments that he gave him. If he obeyed everything that he gave him, as I said, it's hard to obey everything, but it's there. It's in your faith. It's about making a conscious decision. Paul had to do it. Esther had to do it. David had to do it. Remember, Saul didn't do it. And what happened? His kingdom got struck away from him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So I sit and say on today, read your word. Study your word. If you have a Bible that you cannot understand, let somebody know. Let somebody help you. Don't let pride overtake you, because God has already put the plan out for our destiny. He knows exactly what he wants for us. He knows that fear is not an option. He tells us not to be afraid. Why shouldn't we be afraid? Because our faith and trust lies in him. Our faith and trust lies in God, knowing that he will take us from one place to the next. All we have to do is act. All we have to do is apply the word of God into our life. Don't sit and let the different things that's going on in your community, in your country, even right there in your household, overcome you. If it means staying on bended knees a little longer than what you normally do, then stay on them bended knees. If it means stretching your fast out a couple of more days longer, then stretch your fast out. If it means cutting people off, whether it be family, whether it be long-term friends, whoever, cut them off, because now is a time that you need God ever more. As the word is, the world is it's a rampant, the spirit of fear is rampant on this earth right now. People not realizing that every day that they wake up, that it's a gift from God. And other people didn't make it. And they sitting there wondering, this person didn't make it. This person didn't make it. God, when am I next? Instead of saying, God, I will stay in your will. God, I will stay in your presence. God, I will continue to trust you. God, I thank you, Father God, for keeping me in my protective space, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for your safety arms, your safety, Father God, in your arms, Father God, resting my head on your bosom, Father God. Do not let fear overtake you. The newscast, it is their job to put the spirit of fear onto this earth. Wherever you need to be, turn the TV off. Get in your word of God. If you can't get in your word of God, pray, fast, talk to God. Let him know. You don't have to sit and be our Father, his, did it. No, you sit and you talk to God as you're sitting. And if you was on the phone talking to me, you sit and you talk to God. But make sure you're showing reverence to God. Make sure that you realize that he is the person that makes your provision. Make sure that you realize that he is almighty by himself. Make sure you realize he's the God that parted the Red Sea. Make sure you realize that he's the God that raised Lazarus from the dead. Make sure you realize that. Don't sit and put God second. Don't put him third. He is not the author of confusion. God is a God of love. God is a love, God of peace. God is a love, a God of understanding. Be like Joshua. Sit. Use some of the tactics that he used. Use some of the strategies that he used. It wasn't a whole bunch. He didn't sit and go out and buy 10 books. How do I do this with God? He took one book, the Bible, got instructions out of that. Then he said he communed with God. He had a relationship with God. And this is how the children of Israel was able to cross over into their promised land. It wasn't easy. It had a lot of little snags and tears, big trials and tribulations. But Joshua, the spirit of fear was nowhere in Joshua, because God, Joshua knew who God was. He knew that he was in God's will. The ball, he trusted God. I pray that on today, those that are sitting and battling with the spirit of fear, those that are sitting and having mind battles, that you sit and you tell, you open up and you let Satan know that he has no place in your home, your heart, no nothing. And then you declare and decree over yourself. You prophesy over yourself that you are victorious, that you, the situation that you're in today, you will not be in tomorrow. At the end of this journey, that you will come out as pure gold, because right now you're being refined. You are being refined. And you're being refined, and God has given you the instructions to use to help you get through. He has given you the instructions where you can come out as pure gold. I just thank God. I thank God because everybody fits to have to go through something. Everybody always has something to feel. I can sit here and I can say it and I can tell you over and over. But the spirit of fear creeps in. When it creeps in, just sit and say, God, this way too big for me. God, my mind going around in all types of circles, Lord. I'm fearful, Father God. I think that I got this corona, Father God. I feel like I'm having a heart attack, Father God. Lord, I'm just worried about what I'm going to eat. I'm worried about whatever. God is there. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. It's not something that people have made up. It's in the word of God. He said it. He told the Israelites that he would never leave them nor forsake them. They just needed to be in his will and do his, and be, and obey him. Obey God today. Read his word. Seek his face. When things get too hard, call on his name. Even if you just got to tarry the name of Jesus, tarry it. Tarry the name of Jesus. And I know he will stick and he will come in. And it may not be what you're looking for, but he is a God of provision and he will provide all your needs. To you, Apostle Temple.
Amen. Praise God for the words. Thanks to God. We just give God the glory. And I just want to thank everybody that is out there, out there working. We have thousands of listeners right now. And we just thank God for all of you all, our nurses, our front line, out there working, especially in this predicament. We thank God for you all. And we just also thank God for our news media, for giving our information, how people perceive it, how people take it, well, that we cannot express on that. So we thank you all news media, for giving information, for doing your job. You just doing your job as a journalist to do reports and different things like that. So my hat goes off for you as well. Amen. And I just pray that how people perceive and how people take things, amen, that will we don't have no power over that, that just with the individual. Amen. I want to share something with you all. Then we're going to open up the lines for prayer, and we're going to open up the lines for individuals who want to pray. Amen. I want to share something with you all. Amen. I want to know, you know, it's a lot of people that is in the world that they have a fear of snakes. They have a fear of snakes. And, you know, and they have a fear of snakes. So I'm pretty sure that the people that has a fear of snakes, they don't go in the woods looking for a snake. They don't go in the woods looking for a snake. They don't go in the woods trying to find one. They don't go in the area to where they think one is at. And if they do come across one, I don't think that if they have an issue with snakes, that they will take the snake and pick it up or begin to pick it up and begin to speak a prayer over the snake, or begin to speak a word of God on the snake. What that individual going to do? That individual going to take action. What is their action? They're going to get away from the snake. They're going to get away from it. They're going to run. They're going to get away as far as they can, so they can put some distance between them and the snake. Amen. Because why? They know what the snake will do. They know what the they have a venomous. They have this thing. And there's a lot of people that has that area. And what they do, they stay away from it. Well, it's no different than the coronavirus. You know, it's not about being fearful. It's about being wise. And because of we understand what it could do, in my heart, last night I went to bed with my heart weeping. Because you got to understand something. Some things that I see, and, you know, I see certain things, bodies on top of bodies. You know, we don't want to get to the point to where we drive. We don't want you to think that we want to drive something in you to where you're not having no wisdom with it. You know, because a lot of times we can take the fear, like I can walk out the door with my shirt off. I could do this. I could walk up in somebody. I'm not scared of you. You know, I come over there to where you at, and we'll go and try to approach some things to we'll go and try to approach some things where we shouldn't be approaching it that way, because we don't build up this false sense of I'm not fearful of you. It's not about being fearful of anything or peoples of God, but it's about having wisdom, no different than a snake, no different than a spider, no different than insects or bugs and stuff like that. You know, what we do, we put actions behind it. Get away. You put your distance with it. You know, we do things to protect. Amen. I know in this season, as we begin to look over different people, especially in their property, you know, some people ask, like, hey, do you have some snake away? You know, put that snake away down. Get these snakes away from me. Why? They're taking precaution, even though they haven't seen nothing, but they realize that it's a possibility that something can happen. And so they take precautions because they know what's there. Amen? So we have to understand that. If precautions have to be taken, regardless of where you're at in the world, make sure you're taking your precautions. Make sure you're taking the different things that you are doing. Amen? Make sure you do that. It's a difference between being wise and having fear. Some things is just being wise. You better be wise, you know, and do what you have to do. Amen? And we just thank God for you all, and we thank God once again, even our news media journalists in Norway. We got different ones in the United Kingdom. We thank God for you all. You're doing an excellent work. You keep up the excellent work that you are doing. Amen. And I just hope the people could begin to perceive different things, begin to comprehend different things other than what it looks like. So we want to say thank God for you all. Listen, if you need prayer, we want to open up the lines for prayer, and we want to open you up. And if you want prayer, I want you to go ahead and press 1. Amen. So we can help you to start off your morning. If that be one that, my God, we could just go ahead and pray for this morning. And just thank God for you. I mean, we just thank God for each and everybody. Amen. My God, because you need prayer, that doesn't make you weak. That doesn't make you you don't have the tools for yourself. No, that make you wise. Scripture declares when two or more touch and agree, amen, in the midst. And also one could chase 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to a flight. You maybe need a brother and sister right now to help you to put some things to a flight. Amen. Let's go to the prayer lines right quick. Amen. God bless you. Calling you on the air. Last 4 digit is 6323. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, you're here. Good morning. God bless you.
I asked for prayer for my family because, 2 days ago, my father's aunt passed due to this virus. So if you guys can just pray for my family. First Lady Clinton's daughter-in-law. So thank you, Mom, for inviting me to the call.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, Father God, asking you, Lord, Father God, to give her and the rest of her family, Father God, a sense of peace, Lord Jesus. Father God, just let them know, Lord Jesus, that you are with them during this time of bereavement, Father God. Lord, I ask you to give them strength right now, Lord Jesus. Give them peace, Father God, in the midst of the storm, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Father God, that you are the author of everything, Father God, and you know best, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just thank you on today. We thank you for the strength that you have imparted. We thank you for the peace that you have imparted, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we pray for you, daughter. I want to pray for you as well, because as soon as you came on, I felt the hurt and I felt your heaviness. Now I understand why. So I pray for you that even in this time, you'll begin to move forward. Even in this time, you'll begin to hold your head up. Even in this time, amen, you'll begin to embrace. Look on the positive things, a positive thing of it. It's not much other than, I could just say, it's not much that an individual could give to you or really can say to you and to embrace, especially what your family impacted. Only thing we could say that we are still in the fight together. Only thing I can say, you know, the vision or the things that even your father, you know, believe in, you go and achieve what you need to achieve. I'm telling you right now, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank God for you. You stay encouraged and keep your head lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to God. We just thank God for you. My heart goes out to that caller, amen. This is the things that is going on, amen. So, you know, my heart goes out. Embrace it regardless of what happened, this happened, that happened. People are losing family members. People are losing loved ones.
Yes.
And this is like never before. We want to make sure we are embracing anybody. Listen, before we get ready to go, is there any more callers? You know, we want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. And as you press 1 on your phone, we'll be able to buzz you the right in. Amen. And we just got, I just thank God for you all. And I thank God for you all that hold it strong. You're still holding up. Amen. And you're still being strong. Amen. Amen. I want you to walk more into wisdom. I want you to think about wisdom more than anything. Amen. Let's think about wisdom. And some things, amen, you probably say, Pastor, I've been doing everything. You know, it's just unfortunate some things happen. And that is true. It's unfortunate some things happen. That doesn't mean you wasn't doing nothing. You wasn't doing what was right, or you was doing what was right. You know, I don't want to put you in a place. We don't want to put you in a place to where you like, I don't know, I was doing right. Certain things is just certain things just happen. You know, even if you're doing what is right. You know, but the best thing that we could do is have a relationship with God. And I want to challenge every one of you that is listening all over the world. The best thing you could do in this life is have a relationship with God. Because let's be honest, we don't dot our I's properly. We don't cross our T's properly. Even ministers, you know, get up in the preaching, different things like that. Their whole life is not perfect. You know, our whole life is not perfect. You know, just by the grace of God, that even when we let our guards down some, that we ain't caught by certain things. But does it mean if we live the life of disobedience? Does that mean you live the life of disobedience? Absolutely not. Does that mean you live the life that you didn't apply God's word? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I want to encourage you this morning. You just keep having a relationship with God and keep applying wisdom in your life. That's all you could do. And when you could do all you could do, everything else is in God's hand. Amen. So I want to ease some people. I want to ease individuals that is listening this morning. If you have guilt on your heart, you feel guilty, or you feel responsible, or you feel like, man, God prophesied, somebody need to press 1. He's trying to pray for you. God, the Holy Ghost is trying to pray for you. Amen. If you feel guilty, I want to ease that guilt out of your heart and just let you know that, my God, it doesn't, you know, you can live this life. You know, you can live this life, but you got to understand, this world is not our home, as Scripture declares.
Yeah.
You were just a stranger. Amen? And I want to ease that guilt, because it's so many people that do what's right and do the will of God, and it seems like they're still getting caught in certain situations. I understand that, you know, but the best thing that we can offer, the best thing that we can have, is having a relationship with God. So regardless, in the book of Romans, it tells you, either way, if I live today or go tomorrow, Paul was talking, I'm still going to be with the Lord. Why? Because it doesn't matter when you have a relationship with him. So I challenge you all, you know, let's have a relationship with God. Make that be your highlight. I want to make sure my relationship is secure with God. Because who knows? The Bible tells you in the book of Proverbs, book of wisdom, tomorrow ain't promised to us. We don't know what will happen to the day. We just thank God for his grace and mercy. We're still here. And we thank God for his grace and mercy that we're able to keep pushing on. We don't know what's going to happen to tomorrow. We don't know. It's so many people. Man, I don't know who we're talking to this morning, but God is trying to help somebody heavy heart this morning. I remember when it was a time, it was some years ago, I used to do engineer work and on highways and different things like that. And highways, I don't see so many accidents and so many loved ones lost their lives pertaining to accidents. People get up and put on their clothes and we leave out the door. And we don't expect that, hey, we're not coming back today. You don't expect that, hey, you ain't coming back today. You're not coming home today. I don't think no one on this line expect that if you go out today or if you fulfill the day, you don't expect, hey, I ain't going to make it today. You don't wake up in the morning or leave out the house and say, I'm not going to make it today. I don't expect to come back home today. We have to live every day like our last. Embrace your loved ones. Love your loved ones. Love your family. Embrace them.
Yeah.
If you have arguments or disagreements, don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
Yeah.
Work it out. Work it out. My heart weeps
so, regardless if it's COVID-19, and I don't want to be like a preacher, or we don't want to have a platform as ministers and leaders, like we are going to be nonchalant about this, like it's somebody else's fault, like it's an evil thing that is coming up on you. People are loose, and we just want to embrace you. We just want to embrace you. We're not here to have our own theories. We're not here to, no. You have loved ones. These are somebody's mothers. These are somebody's fathers. These are somebody's daughters. These are somebody's sons. And we just want to embrace you. We just want to love you. We just want to say we thank God for you. Heavy hearts, amen, we want to thank God for you. We want to just help ease that heavy heart. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean somebody did something wrong. They lived a life of evilness. They lived a life of they lived just a wild life. Under say it doesn't uncircumstances happen. Certain things happen. You know, it just happened because of the body. Amen. Have your relationship with God. Amen. Listen, I'm going to be on all this week at 7 a.m. in the morning, all this week, 7 a.m. And come back with us tonight at 8 p.m. I'm telling you, at 8 p.m. It's going to be on all this week. 8 p.m. tonight, all this week, and also 7 a.m. every morning, every evening, and every morning. We're going to be on, amen, and that is Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time. So we want to make sure you understand that as well. We thank God for you, Avengers and them. They're going to be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also we're going to have family. We're going to have more of the family, more of the leaders and ministers going to be back on 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Until then, tonight. My God, we thank God for you, and we bless God for you. My God, may you have a blessed morning. Make sure you encourage somebody. You lift them up. Put your Batman or your beat-up meat stick, matter of fact, throw it in the fire. Amen, throw it in the fire, because let's be honest, we don't know every individual, their life, and how they live. We don't know. Everything outside of what you don't know is a speculation. Let's not be a person to speculate somebody's life, because I'm pretty sure you don't want them to speculate your life. I'm pretty sure you don't want folks to come in and go to assuming about your life. So let's be individuals to love. Let's give the word of God so we can watch out for our life and understand certain things that comes in our life. But we cannot speculate your life and speculate where you at. And we won't never dare to do that. Amen. We love you all.
Amen.
You're walking in glory and faith. We'll see you tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless
you. Where you are, gotta be where you are.
I wanna be.